There's a call out for citizen scientists with a couple of upcoming events, including an inaugural Bremer Waterbug BioBlitz this Sunday and a sold-out Angus Finnis Waterbug BioBlitz on the 18th of November. Dana Miles, Community Engagement Coordinator for Landscape Hills and Fleurieu, joins me on the line. Hi there, Dana.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Now, tell us, what is a Waterbug BioBlitz?
Yeah, a Waterbug BioBlitz is a one-day monitoring event where community groups and organisations, individuals, landscape boards, along with Department for Environment and Water, join forces with aquatic ecologists to collect as much information as possible about water bugs and water quality of a catchment. It's volunteers coming together with scientists in a movement known as citizen science.
Yeah, it sounds as though citizen science has really gained a lot of popularity in recent years. And it also sounds as though it's an important thing to do, because the more people that are out there, you know, jotting down data, getting information, getting photos and understanding what's happening in the ecology of the space and sharing it with actual scientists really adds up a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. And our landholders and the people in the community are the ones that have just as much knowledge as scientists. They're out there living on the land, and we really need their time and interest to then inspire others. These events are family friendly, so we'd love to be getting kids out there too and getting them out in nature.
And what sort of things do they do during the BioBlitz?
The first one we've got coming up on Sunday is going to start off at the Wisto Hall at 9 o'clock, so on Sunday, November the 6th, at the Wisto Community Hall. It's part day, full day participation, and it's meant to be a sunny 25 degrees.
Oh, beauty.
Supposedly, so perfect day to get out there. So what we're going to be doing is we'll go out to different sites along the Bremer catchment, starting off around Harrogate, Bracunga, Dorsley, Petwood, Nan, Mount Barker, so it's a pretty big catchment. Great chance for lots of people to be involved. So what we're looking for is water bugs. So they're also known as macroinvertebrates, but I'll keep calling them water bugs because that's easier. They can be used as indicators of water quality because each species has a known sensitivity to pollution or water quality. So water bugs are small animals that live in fresh water for all or part of their life cycle, and they're creatures like dragonfly nymphs, water beetles, snails and tiny crustaceans. They're a great way to tell if our waterways are healthy. So in a very disturbed, poor quality waterway, only a few very hardy water bugs who are not sensitive to water quality will be present. So we'll actually go out there in our waders, gumboots, we'll get some nets, we'll go in, water that's, about knee height, and we'll go and use these nets and we'll collect some samples. We'll then also use some tools called a multimeter, and we'll test things like salinity. We'll be testing the temperature, the flow, turbidity, and then we'll go back to our lab, which is set up at the Wisto Community Hall, and we'll actually put them into some trays and we'll sit there and we'll sort through. We've got some big laminated fact sheets that help with the ID of the water bugs. But we could see some, really cool, interesting stuff. It's our first one, so we don't know what we'll find. But before, at the Angus Finnis BioBlitzes that are now in their eighth year, we found something really rare before, called a vulture caddis.
A vulture caddis.
A vulture caddis. I know, it sounds strange. and it is. It's got a really weird head shape. It's got a telescopic head, which allows it to scavenge the bodies of other dead animals, just like a vulture would. I know, it sounds a bit gross, but kids love that sort of, interest, and as well as scientists. So we've also found before some rare fish called obscure galaxias. So when kids can see, fish and yabbies and these tiny little red, beetles, going around the place, it's really interesting.
Oh, it sounds like something from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So how can the community be involved in the upcoming Sunday Bremer Waterbug BioBlitz?
Yeah, so there's no prior knowledge involved. We're saying anyone can come out and be a scientist for the day. You can go to our website, landscape.sa.gov.au, and you can go under the tab Get Involved, and it'll have a whole heap of events. The first one up there is the Bremer Waterbug BioBlitz, or you can just type in on Google Bremer Waterbug BioBlitz. It'll be the first answer to pop up, and you can register on Eventbrite. It'll be right there, the link. So yeah, that's also landscape.sa.gov.au under the events tab. I'd love to hear from you, or send me an email, dana.miles@sa.gov.au. www.citizensciences.au. And yeah, hopefully you can come along on the day, get your hands dirty out in the field and learn something different.
Sounds brilliant. Thanks so much for sharing that with us today, Dana.
Excellent. Thank you for your time.